don't recall the quotation directly, but somewhere, I believe in Hamlet by Shakespeare, there's a line that says, I'll roughly paraphrase it, there's a whole lot more going on than you dream about. And would that you only knew the truth of that. Every pain that a man or a woman has is the discovery too late that they were dreaming. Because in real life, the necessary suffering that is part of its constitution develops its character and everyone and everything within it. And part of this broader life that you continue to sleep through is an axiom, a law. And I'll tell you what it is, and you'll understand how it applies. When you don't know what to do with your life, something else does. Your life is not meant to be spent in a dream followed by an intermission and then another dream. With the music, let's all go to the lobby, let's all go to the lobby, so we can get candy and popcorn while we're not dreaming. You don't understand that a mind that isn't attending to itself, by its nature, has attracted something to it that will attend to it for it. You don't understand that. And so are these experiences lined up like bees waiting to visit a flower, where over and over again you don't understand how suddenly you have fallen into a funk of some kind, how you're visited by a resentment or a regret or a worry, when it's just sweet old you sitting there doing what you're doing, when the fact is you are sitting there vacant. What happens to a vacant building in this world? What happens to a vacant building in this world? It is vandalized. And if it isn't vandalized, it is eventually torn down by nature herself, because it doesn't serve a purpose of its own. Now it serves a purpose of general laws that act upon it and gradually reduce it to rubble. I tell you, you must learn what it means to be present to yourself, not as an exercise to be practiced when it feels profitable, but because you've recognized that if I'm not, if I don't have a purpose for being in this moment, then I am given a purpose that leads to pain, period. We think in terms of purpose having to do with something I'm going to go and do and get and become something as a result of it. Yes, there's purpose in your household life, but that is so secondary to the reason for your existence, it almost can't be spoken about. Your being itself has purpose. Your being itself has purpose. If you don't learn that purpose, a part of that being that has purposes of its own will become your purpose. Find out. If you want to know anything about freedom, You must find the purpose for your own existence and live it moment to moment. The purpose of your existence is not to please others. It isn't to daydream, and it isn't to profit in this world. That is not the purpose of your being.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.